G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
When you listen to music from Australia's north, you can hear straight away that it's different. There's something in it that feels more relaxed, more open, perhaps because life up there moves at a different pace. The climate plays a part, a big part. Well, it's tropical, warm, sometimes humid, sometimes overwhelmingly humid. And that seems to flow into the rhythm and mood of the music. A lot of the communities are smaller and more spread out, and that shapes the sound as well. It's not driven by big city trends. Instead, it grows from local stories, from the land, from everyday life. You can hear strong influences of country music, especially in the storytelling. But it's often blended with island sounds, softer beats, laid-back grooves, and a real sense of place. And importantly, there's a deep presence of Indigenous music. Traditional rhythms, instruments, and languages come through, giving the music a cultural depth you won't hear elsewhere. It creates a sound that feels grounded, diverse, and uniquely Northern. Something that really reflects the spirit of that part of Australia. The Pegram brothers feel like going back home now that the mangoes are ripe. This song really makes me want to join them.
I feel like going back home right now while the mangoes are ripe. Starting to bloom, and the blue moon's starting to bite. Hey mom, I can just taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. Connect the pace of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Dust and mud stuck in our head. Uncle Harry got his Eskiopia. Honey Phil, well, she really don't care. Hey mom, I can just taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. Connect the pace of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Lazy breeze blowing through your mind. Sky blue sea, catch your feet there anytime. Pluggers are in on the springtide, and the gambling house is back. Sit on well, Larry, we got vodka in front. Hey Dad, we gonna rag a little Johnny tonight. Make Orion sing with the moon. Collect the pace of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. So I feel like going back home is right. Yew trees starting to bloom, and the geared starting to bite. Hey mom, I can just taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. Collect the pace face of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue.
I'd like to introduce you to one of the treasures from Northern Australia, and I mean treasure. That's the Mills sisters. The Mills sisters, Rita, Sessa, and Ina, started singing in the 1950s with their first public appearance in pubs on Thursday Island. But in the 1980s, they started to tour outside of the Torres Strait. They performed at folk festivals, and in the early 90s toured England and France. They have also performed all over the Pacific. And to me, they sound like the Pacific. Have a listen, the Mills sisters.
Oh, Paul and me went out to Thursday Island. We sat around children heard us singing in the moonlight. They came and sang with us the whole night long. Oh, Thursday Island, the melody, tropical breeze across the sea. Children all singing happily, and the sun is shining.
Yeah. If you are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander and were removed from family or community in the Northern Territory before 1 July 1978 or in the ACT or Jervis Bay before 11th of May 1989, you may be eligible for the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme. If you know of a family member who was removed but passed away after the scheme was announced on the 5th of August 2001, you may be eligible to apply for redress for them. Call Link Up Victoria, VACA, on 037 002 3700 and leave a message for a callback or contact the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme on 1800 566 111.
A 3CR supporter.
Do you have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
And a sad little homesick song from the northwest of Australia is "I'm a Long Way Away from My Country." And who else but Ernie Dingo can sing it for us? Ernie, of course, is an Australian national living treasure. And that's really something, isn't it? That really is. I have said many times that Ernie Dingo is one of the nicest people I have ever met in my life. And that's also saying something. Good on you, Ernie. No wonder you've been designated an Australian National Living Treasure.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going home. Take off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
The Warumpi Band started off in the early 80s in Papunya. Now, that's an outback settlement about 240 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. It's a fair way out. This is My Island Home.
6 years I've been in the desert, and every night I dream of the sea. They say home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the song for a people we always lived by the sea. Now I'm out here west of Valley Spring with a wife and a family and my island home, my island home. My island home is waiting for me. In the evening the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plain. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding that long feathered spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me.
One of the loveliest sounds we can hear from up north is the voice of Garamal. Garamal Yunupingu comes from Elko Island, which is just off Darwin. I know it well. It's a beautiful place, but it's going to end up underwater very soon with the climate change effects that are happening. Garamal was an incredibly talented musician. He played many, many instruments, and that amazing voice of his. Sadly, he died in 2017 at the age of 46 from the complications of the hepatitis he had caught as a child. So incredibly sad and so incredibly wasteful that people can still die in the 21st century from hepatitis, which should have been stamped out long ago. Let's enjoy that beautiful voice of Garmo right here. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed some of the music from the Top End. Up there's like another country to me. It's about 4,000 kilometres away. I'm a Melbourne girl and it's a full-on cultural shift up north, even within the same country. The Top End really does feel like another world compared to Melbourne, the climate, the landscape, and especially the music. Up north, places like Darwin and Arnhem Land, the Torres Strait Islands, have this deep mix of indigenous traditions, island influences, and that humid, slow-burning atmosphere. The rhythms can feel more grounded, almost hypnotic, very different from the city music that I'm more likely to run into down south here. So going a bit troppo makes total sense. The heat and the sounds really get to you. Music tied to country up there isn't just something you listen to. It sort of pulls you in.
3CR.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.